Okay, so there is that machloikas as to whether mitzvah tzichas kavana or not. So if you do require kavana, that will mean that you are intrinsically, there's an intrinsic requirement to have kavana for the mitzvah, and if you fail to have kavana, you're not yoitzer. Mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah ein tzichas kavana. If you do not, if we all, mitzvah ein tzichas kavana, then by just performing the action of the mitzvah, you're going to be yoitzer. Now, this is a discussion, and there is no clear consensus. Whenever you think you've got a clear consensus, turns out that there's a new Ma'amokam, and then it comes out that actually it's not so clear. So it remains a bit of a contrary. Even the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch itself, if you want to leave out and you want to skip the early Yishonim and the Tanoim and the Amorim, if you want to skip, you go to the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to find various steers within the opinion of Shulchan Aruch as well. So it remains a discussion, mitzvah kavana or not. Today we're going to be coming across one of the famous sources, one of the famous Makoyas, and that will hopefully help us a little bit to understand the sugya globally, and more specifically with regards to Sfiyasa Oima. And here it is, so Siv Dalet. If somebody asks his friend during the twilight period, during Ben Hashmoshes, but kamo yemei sfira bazeh alaylo. How many days is it tonight? I'm about to count. Please let me know how many days is it. Yoy maloy, he should respond and he should answer him, saying, es maloy kach vekach. Yesterday, it was so and so many days. Do not say, today is 7 days. Today is 9 days. Rather say, yesterday he was 8. Yesterday, that's the... Sheim yoim aloi, ayoim kach v'kach. Because if you were to respond, and you were to tell him, today is the 9th day, then, einu yochilach zebelim nois bevocha. Then you cannot count with the bach anymore. Why can you not count with the bach anymore? Because you have fulfilled the mitzvah. So, the good point is you've done the mitzvah. The bad point is that you've done it in a very bedievedic fashion. You've not really done the mitzvah the way you're meant to do the mitzvah, which is, of course, with a bracha, in its right time, with the right set of mind. And here you've just like haphazardly like done the mitzvah by saying, yeah, today is the 12th day of the Yoma. So you've not done the mitzvah properly. You have done the mitzvah, but you haven't done it properly. And most importantly, when it's the right time and the right way to do the mitzvah later on, you will not be able to say the mitzvah anymore with the bracha because you've done the mitzvah. And as we've discussed previously, once you've done the mitzvah, you cannot do it again with the added bracha. It won't work. You've done the mitzvah. Because at the end of the day, it's a big mitzvah. Yeah.
Can you do then the next day with the bracha?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Of course, you can in future evenings do with the bracha because, as we've just said, you have done the mitzvah. You've done it. Just you didn't do a bracha, but you've done the mitzvah. Therefore, of course, on the subsequent night, you'll be able to do it with the bracha again. The only time that you cannot count with the bracha anymore is if you haven't done the mitzvah. You forgot to do the mitzvah an entire day. So future nights, you can't do it with the bracha. But here, in this instance, you have done it. You just have done it without the bracha. Okay, so now... Now the Shulchan Aruch adds, "Avol koinim ben Hashmoshes." But if this were to happen before Shkia, before ben Hashmoshes, so kiven she'enu zman sfira, since this is not the correct time of counting the sfira, en bekach klung, it doesn't matter, and you will be able to count the sfira with the bracha shortly afterwards because you answered him when he was prior to the actual time of prior to the time of the mitzvah. So en bekach klung. Okay, now we're going to stop here. The Ramoza is an additional point.
I thought you can count from Chagah Mincha.
Yes, so, here Shulchan Aruch holds, this is based on the assumption that you cannot count, you cannot be Yotze even, you will not be Yotze between Chagah Mincha and Shkia. This is what the Shulchan Aruch holds over here. You cannot be Yotze before Shkia. Now let's see what the Shulchan Aruch is. Now, one second, before we go to Shulchan Aruch, does this go with... Well, there's one obvious question on the Shulchan Aruch. There's an obvious question. What's the obvious question on the Shulchan Aruch? What's What's the kasha?
He didn't have kavana.
Absolutely. He didn't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Where was your mind? You didn't intend to. If you answer your friend, oh, today is the 12th day, I'm talking about after Shkia. So if you say, tell him, you know, today's the 12th day, today's 12th, so today's the 10th, today's the... So that wasn't your intention. You didn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah. All you wanted to be, you want to be a mensch and respond to his, he wants to count, you want to be helpful. You didn't want to fulfill the mitzvah at this stage. So if that's the case, that you didn't intend to do the mitzvah, so surely you can't do the mitzvah if you don't intend to do the mitzvah. So if you don't do the, if that wasn't your intention to the mitzvah, you can't be yoitza. And therefore, why have you done the mitzvah against your wish? And why, therefore, can you not count later on with the bracha? How does that work? Was your intention to the mitzvah? No. So why were you making the mitzvah? Why is it that you can't count later with the bracha? So the answer to that question is, as we're going to see shortly in Mishneh Berurah, that this is going according to your opinion that holds. Must be, we go with your opinion. Mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana. This Shulchan Aruch can only go with the opinion that mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana. That mitzvahs do not require kavana. And therefore, even if you have no intention whatsoever to fulfill a mitzvah, you have no kavana whatsoever. If at the end of the day you did the action of the mitzvah without any kavana, you just performed the action of the mitzvah, you are yotze, because mitzvah is ein tzrichos kavana. So this Shulchan Aruch is based on the assumption, and it's based on the halacha, and it's based on the opinion, which is discussed, and nobody agrees to that. Which is based on the assumption that mitzvah is ein tzrichos kavana. Because if you were told mitzvah is tzrichos kavana, if you were told that mitzvahs do require kavana, what would be then? Then you didn't have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. You only wanted to answer him. So you're not yoitza, and therefore, by all means, if later on you want to count with a bracha, you can count with a bracha, because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah earlier. Mitzvah is tzichas kavana. So we must be holding over here mitzvahs and tzichas kavana. Let's see this inside the Mishneh Berurah. So if Cotton, your test addresses Reb Gideon's point. He touches on it. Why did he say ben hashmoshes? What would be the aloch if this happens later on? Look, the Shulchan Aruch's words in Mishalo is the Chaver Ben Hashmosh. If this happened in the twilight period after Shkia, what happens if this happens after Nacht? Rabbi Yossel, are you here?
I'm here.
What would you say would be the halacha? If somebody would ask somebody after Nacht, and they both haven't counted yet, it says, what's the Omer tonight? And he said, today is 12. And it says, oh, I haven't counted yet. Can you count? Can this gentleman who said today is 12, can he count later with a bracha or not?
It's hard to say he can. It's hard to say he can.
It's hard to say he can. Yeah, he counted. So why, you're right. We're going to see that's the opinion. The point is that the Shulchan Aruch's words are Ben Hashmoshes. This case that we discussed happened in Ben Hashmoshes period. So what happens if it's after Nacht? It sounds like the halacha would be different. But the Mishneh Berurah clarifies in this point. So if gotten your test, Ben Hashmoshes, knock at Ben Hashmoshes, Mishum de Beyevet, Imbech Ben Hashmoshes Yotza. Canal. He told me Ben Hashmoshes, because we learned yesterday, that if you are counting Ben Hashmoshes, Pedyevet Yo Yotza. The Kolchke, and even more so, Im Shaloi So Achat Zizkechovim. Even more so, if this happened after Nacht, Shtoich Li Zoye, you've got to be careful, Man Hoshiva Yoim Kach Vakach. Suddenly after Nacht also, you may not respond, today is the 12th, today is the 10th, today is the 24th. You can't answer even after Nacht, and Ben Hashmoshes doesn't mean only during Ben Hashmoshes. Sef Kotn Chof in the Mishneh Berurah, Hayoim Kach Vakach, Vafilo Beloshen Laz. It would make no difference if you'd respond in English. So somebody asks you, what is the Oima? If you say, Hayoim, Asar Yomim La'Oima, or you tell him, today is the 10th, it makes no difference. Because, why does it not make a difference? Because, we learned earlier, that in terms of fulfillment of the mitzvah.
Understand what you're saying.
And sure, of course. And as Brad is saying, you can fulfill the mitzvah in any language you understand. So if you're saying it in English, you're yoitzer, because you came to fulfill the mitzvah in that way. Oh, that's an interesting one. What happens if you don't say today? So if somebody says, what's the oimer today? And you say 10. Will that matter or not? Can you count later with the boch, yes or no? How many is the omer tonight? 10.
Without saying days.
Yes. Without saying days.
If he says 10 days, that might make a difference.
Yes, if you say 10 days, I agree, he's done the mitzvah. But what if he says 10?
Yoitze.
Yeah? You've counted. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'im loy omer hayoim, if you're not saying it today, if you didn't say today is the day, if you're not mentioning Hayoim today, it doesn't matter. Mishum the Ikar Mitzvah Sviyas Oimer, because the essential part of the mitzvah of counting the Oimer, Hushiyoimer Hayoim Kach Vekach, you've got to say today is the 10th day. So if you're only going to say 10, you know, it's the mitzvah. Now, this is a mitzvah lefasim. I think this is important to publicize this halacha. Again, I go to the Mishnah Berurah. If somebody asks, what's the oimer today? And you tell him, 10. And he says, yeah, you said it. You go, no, I didn't say it. I wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah. You don't necessarily have to say, yesterday was 9. It's equally good, you could say, 10. It works as well. Might not be the minute you saw it. I think the custom generally is to say yesterday was 9, tomorrow is 11, but it works just as well if you just say 10, you'll be fulfilling the mitzvah, that would be fine. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Okay.
What about to say today is 10, but I didn't say days?
See, the English, if you say, because if you say today, you probably said day.
No, you say Hayom Asara.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, what do you think? The word of the Mishnah Berurah is Ve'im lo yom hayom les lombo. Mishum de ikam mitzvah sfira ushiyom hayom kach v'kach. You must say today is so and so. If you don't say today is so and so, what do you think?
Sounds like you're beyonce, but he didn't say 10 days. He might mean 10 something else. I don't know.
Gentlemen, what do you think about the shaila? Any opinions on this?
Sounds like it's counted, because he's asked what day is it,
and
you say today is
10.
Sounds like it's counted.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Because if you think today is, it probably... Yeah. Yeah, you did say today, when you said the day. If you said today, you probably said the day. Hayoim. I would have thought so too. Okay, what if you didn't say Lo'oima or Bo'oima? Today is 10, and you didn't say Lo'oima. So we just discussed that, what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sivkon Chav Aleph, Afal Gav, Te Elo Yoima, Bo'oima, Yotze V'Dyevet. Yeah, so because even if you don't say the word Bo'oima, so what would happen if you say today is the 10th? And you don't say Lo'ima. So what would be the halacha then? Today is the 10th?
Yoitze.
Sure. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. If you don't say Lo'ima, you're still Yoitze B'dyavet. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to count later with the Bocha. Okay, now.
Just to clarify, if somebody says, what is today, if you say Lamed Gimel or Lo, then you are not Yoitze.
I think so, based on what we're learning now. If we're just saying the amount, lag 33, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I agree. That's what we're seeing here. Sifkot Chov Beis. Right. So this is very much what we discussed earlier. So if a person asks and you're telling today is the 10th day of the Omer, you have done the mitzvah and you cannot count later with the bracha. Why so? Explains the Mishnah Mura in his beautiful words. Lachzo evalim nois bivocha, sifkot mechov beis, shekvar yotzo boze yidei sfira, because he has fulfilled already the sefira, the counting. Leman da'oma, according to the opinion, mitzvois ein tziches kavona, according to the opinions that hold, mitzvahs don't need kavana, mitzvahs don't need intention, you have done the mitzvah already. Ve'af, ask the Mishnah Berurah now a question. Ve'af, danan, kaim alon, the mitzvahs tziches kavana, don't we normally hold that mitzvahs tziches kavana? Didn't we learn earlier in other places that actually mitzvahs do require kavana? So why is it over here suddenly we're jumping on the wagon and we're saying, no, mitzvahs enter, but you can't count anymore with the bracha because you've done the mitzvah, despite the fact that you had no kavana? So don't we normally say mitzvahs tziches kavana? So what's pshat over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah. This gentleman had no intention to do the mitzvah. Question mark. And answers the Mishnah Berurah. There's a few answers given in Achronim. For the bracha, we've got to be machmir. To worry about this opinion. That in terms of a bracha, we've got to be stringent. They should not count. You're going to count later. Since this over here is a kula, if we were to hold mitzvahs ein tziches kavana, if we hold mitzvahs ein tziches kavana, that's and it's a kula, because that will allow me to make a bracha later. So we're not making like that. We're not making to say mitzvah ein tziches kavana. This is a stringency. In other words, we want to be stringent on both sides, and we can't just say, we hold elsewhere mitzvah tziches kavana. So surely over here we should also say mitzvah tziches kavana. Therefore, you haven't done the mitzvah yet. So no. Over here, in terms of the bracha, we don't want to let you off by just saying a bracha later on, because there's so many opinions to hold mitzvahs ein tziches kavana. The Mishnah Berurah continues and said,
yesterday we said that if a person normally counts at Nacht, then there's an Umdana that he only wants to be kind of mitzvah then.
Correct, very good.
You say the same thing here?
Correct. Very good, very good point. Rabbi Tepper, that's a very good point. And this is what the Bialocha suggests. The Bialocha paskens that if this is a person, very good, that's the Bialocha. Bialocha says that this is a person who is always careful to count after Nacht. So he's categorized as that kind of Reb Gideon. Do you remember your vote yesterday? Reb Gideon pointed this out yesterday, that if a person is consistently careful to count after Nacht, so if a person is being approached, this person he always counts after Nacht. So if he's being approached now during Ben Hashmoshes, and he says, what's the Oyem? And he says, today's 10 days. So Mishnah Berurah wants to suggest that actually he's not Yotze the Mitzvah, because he's a gentleman that is always careful to count after Nacht. So he's excluded himself, as it were, from the fulfillment of the Mitzvah before Nacht. And it's like an Omdene. It's a clear, he's clearly not wanting to fulfill the mitzvah over here, and therefore he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. He never fulfills the mitzvah before Nacht. He never does. He's one of those medaktikin that always counts after Nacht. So if he by mistake said today's 10 days before Nacht, he wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah, and he can count later with the bracha. That's
what about in the case you were saying before, if someone asks you what day it is and you answer, so that's not the way, but you don't count the day of Shiloh Tshuva. You count with the bracha. You do a simple. You do a count.
Therefore, what do you say? What do you taina?
Right,
this is the kasha. Rabbi Feingold has been bothering me for many, many years. I don't have an answer to that. I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky this question twice, and I don't have an answer. Rav Feingold asks the following question. I think it's a Tzorichi and Godel. Rav Feingold says, according to the Bialocha says, if it's a gentleman that always counts after Nacht, so the Bialocha says, I'll read the words.
Three lines on the bottom.
Yeah. If this is a gentleman that always counts after Nacht, this is like a person who's got clear opposite intention not to be Yotze. He can count after Zibach. So Rav Feingold asks the question. He says, one second here. This is what we are saying now, that a person who always counts after Nacht, he's clearly not trying to be Yotze at this stage. But Rav Feingold says, any person who wants to count with the Bocha, there should be the same Umdan, there should be the same Anansadi, there should be the same understanding, by definition, that he doesn't want to be Yotze the Mitzvah now, because he's not saying a Bocha, and everything he wants to say, the counting with the Bocha. So why isn't there the same Umdana? We should also say, just like the person after Nacht, he's naturally excluded because that's not the way he normally fulfills the mitzvah. So any gentleman, I'm asking on the Shulchan Aruch, any person who's answering, oh, today's the 10th day of the Oymer, he shouldn't be Yotze, because he does not the way he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah by saying it with a bach later. Tzorichi and Rabbi Feingold, I asked twice this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky in writing, and I fail to understand his answer. I don't get it. And I've asked many, many Eden, and I don't have a good answer for your question. I really don't understand it. It's been bothering me for many, many years. I don't know the answer. Over to you. Yeah.
Great question.
It's a good question. Thanks. It's really bothering me. It's bothering me. Yes. Spent many hours on this. Yeah. So I do want to continue with the a very interesting eitz as well that the Mishnah Berurah says. For yesh oid eitzer, I'm going back to where we stopped in Mishnah Berurah. Yesh oid eitzer is an additional eitzer as well. Sheichad mefer shloilotze is pazei desfira. This way of answering today's the 10th day. What's the day? What's the omen? Today's the 10th day. You can say today's the 10th day without actually being Yotze. If you've got positive intention not to be Yotze, there is such a rule. You can't force somebody to be Yotze. In other words, the Torah allows a person to say, okay, I'm not interested in the mitzvah now. You can have physical intention to exclude yourself from the mitzvah. There is a Rashba who disagrees with that, but the Mishnah Berurah paskens that you can't force it. If he says, okay, I'm going to, in my mind, I say, I have no intention, not just I don't have intention, but I have positive intention not to be Yotze, that works. And therefore you could say today is the 10th day, provided you had the intention of not being Yotze, and then you can count later with the Bocha. Now, I don't recommend it, I think it's very bad practice. What?
Do you have to verbalize it?
No, you don't have to verbalize it. You don't have to verbalize it. And that leads me to the following point. I think it's not a good answer. I had it once myself. Somebody once asked me, and I knew about this Mishnah Berurah, and I thought, you know what, I've got clear intention not to be Yotze. And I'm going to tell him today's the 10th day of the Omer, and I'm still not going to be Yotze, because I know this Mishnah Berurah, and I've got intention not to be Yotze. But I still feel it's bad chinuch, it's not good for people who learn from you, and people who misinterpret and not know. I think it's not a good way. It's not very thoughtful for others who may make a mistake because of that. So it's not good practice in terms of our surroundings. But in halachically speaking, really would work. There's another question as well, but maybe we leave that. We learned earlier, do you remember the discussion about days and weeks? When are you Yotze, when are you not Yotze? About days and weeks? If you say, do you need to say today's 10 days, which is 1 week and 3 days? Or is it not need to... Pardon? Lechatchile. But you have it? You don't need to. But so, how about... So there is a bit of a question over here. What if you tell him today is 10 days? You don't speak out. And you don't speak out, which is normally the case. You don't speak out, today is 10, without speaking out, which is 1 week and 3 days. So you're not really meant to fulfill the mitzvah that way. So isn't that also an explicit disclaimer and exclusion that you don't appear to the mitzvah? But you only said today is 10 days. He didn't say, which is, so it's a bedievedic way of fulfilling the mitzvah. So surely that itself should be evidence that you're not trying to do the mitzvah. It's a massive question that. Okay, you could say bedievedic yotzeh anyway, but it's not a very good answer. So, the Shaitzin is busy with that as well. Okay, gentlemen, we learned this evening a fantastic yesoid. Just to summarize, we learned the halacha of if something Shulchan Aruch makes a bold statement that if a person asks how many days it is, shouldn't answer today's sun so many days, because by doing that you're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah from Shkia onwards, and you've messed up your fulfillment of your mitzvah. You can't count later with the bracha. Why? Because we are going with your opinion that mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. So we learned there's many questions on that. First of all, there's one question that we don't necessarily pass mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. Generally speaking, we pass mitzvahs tzriches kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah answers that we are machmir anyway. We want to be stringent. All right. Then we learned that if you don't say hayoim, it's fine anyway. If you just answer 10, no problem at all. We learned how if you say today is 10 days and you don't say oima, you still fulfill the mitzvah. But if you just say 10, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. We learned also that Reb Gideon's Bi Halacha, that if somebody asks you after Ben Hashmosh before Nacht, and you are the kind of person that always counts after Nacht, then the Mishmoni is with Tzorchien, but he wants to say that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. He leaves it that probably you have excluded yourself. That's like Kavonah. It's like an Ansadi. You didn't. We learned additionally there's another way out, and that's explicit intention positively not to be Yotze. That works too. And then we spoke about a controversy about not being Yotze by. Because you really are meant to say days and weeks, and here you're not saying days and weeks. Right, okay. But it's one of those most famous Shulchan Aruchs. It's one of those most famous Shulchan Aruchs when it comes to Sfiyas HaOmer. Yeah, very good. Okay, gentlemen, I wish you a very good Shabbos. And a good Chodesh as well.